Hi, I'm Lori Bransky. Welcome to the first day of training camp's Ross Report podcast on Friday, July 27th. Today we have Paul Perlow and Andy Hart giving you all the latest updates, including who was there and who wasn't there.
Thanks, Lori. Well, training camp is now open and a variety of different roster scenarios we need to talk about. First and foremost, Asante Samuel, not here. Paul, surprised?
No surprise at all. I think we all expected him to, at the very least, hold out at the start of camp. I think if he comes right back immediately, it's almost like he loses some face and, you know, comes back with his tail tucked between his legs. I don't, however, anticipate it being a long-term holdout. I think at some point during camp, more than likely, but definitely at some point during the preseason.
How about next Friday when I say, thanks, Lori, and open another one of these? Will Asante Samuel be here or not?
80-20, he's here.
80-20 is here, okay, very interesting. Another player not here, rookie first-round pick Brandon Merriweather, but some late news today in the Boston Globe that he could actually be on the field for Friday's afternoon session. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I don't get the impression that that is anything that's worth getting too concerned about either, and we've talked about this a little bit during the course of the week. It's all slotted in the NFL, so I don't think that he's sitting there saying, well, they're offering me $2 million and I want $12 million, and you know, the sides are miles apart. You know, one of the questions asked during Coach Belichick's press conference today, Brady Quinn at 22, is he at all related to Merriweather's situation? Belichick obviously wasn't playing any games in terms of talking about the guys who aren't here. He never does. Responded by saying Brady Quinn isn't on our roster. He's not on our team. So, you know, he wasn't taking it very seriously. And I don't think really we need to either.
Another rookie who was not on the field, notably absent, was fourth-round pick Kareem Brown. By a report in the Boston Globe, he's been suspended through Monday for violating team rules. What are your thoughts on that? Obviously, maybe we don't have a lot more information, but it can't be a good sign for a fourth-round pick to come into camp and be suspended right away.
Yeah, and that's, you know, my thoughts on that are exactly what you just said. And I can't imagine there's many worst ways to start your NFL career other than getting suspended by, you know, perhaps the most respected head coach in the National Football League. And, you know, that's kind of that University of Miami stereotype that, you know, in recent years we've been getting away from, because the Patriots have actually had some Miami guys who've been really solid citizens, you know, first and foremost right now with Vince Wilfork. But even in the past, some lesser names, guys like Leonard Myers.
No question.
Was a really, really good guy. You know, obviously didn't have the talent maybe that some of the Miami guys did, but this is not a good thing for Kareem Brown. He, according to the Globe, out till Monday. Mm-hmm. So that's three, I think, very important days for a young guy looking to make a niche.
Especially when he's in such a competition, Santonio Thomas and Lakeven Smith, a lot of these young guys, we thought he might have the talent to break into that mix. This sort of sets him back a little bit, and you wonder, even if physically he competes, how they think of him now moving forward, if this hurts him in their perception of what he can be, what kind of player he is, because you certainly don't want to be dealing with issues with a backup nose tackle.
Yeah, and this is the roster report, so we should probably kind of look at it. I think it's a good jumping off point. Two guys that we really don't know almost anything about that have been out there, and they were out there with the twos in the morning practice, Kenny Smith and Rashad Moore. Moore is more of a nose tackle type. He was right in the middle of it. I said Moore, you like that?
I laughed. Chuckle.
So he was in the middle, and Smith was on the outside at the left end spot. So I think it's interesting to have these two guys. They do have some NFL experience, albeit limited, and in, I think it's Smith's case, didn't play at all last year. So to see them with the twos, I think, is somewhat significant. Now, Belichick always cautions us not to read too much into things like that and expecting to have people move all over the place. But, again, the crux of the issue here, Kareem Brown, not good to be sitting on the sideline and not being allowed to take part in these first 3 days of practice.
And there was one other player, we'll get to the PUP guys in a minute, who obviously weren't out there because they're physically unable to perform. But Dante Stallworth, not in attendance for the first training camp practice, the morning session on Friday, sort of confirming a very vague report that the Worcester Telegram and Gazette had a couple weeks ago in their Sunday notes that he was not going to be physically ready to start practice and start training camp. Thoughts on that?
Well, Bill kind of confirmed that. He mentioned that off the top in his press conference today, he talked about Samuel and Merriweather and being contract situations. And then he said, we have various other players in various stages of rehab availability in terms of their health, and didn't get into it. He asked a follow-up, was Stallworth, you know, basically one of those guys, and he just said that, you know, as I said earlier, we have various guys in different stages of you know, rehab in terms of their readiness to actually participate. So you have to think based on that Stallworth's situation, his absence, is health related, which I think is a good sign. It's not anything discipline related, you know, oriented or anything like that. But at the same time, this is a guy who has had a history of leg problems and hamstring problems.
That would be the fear, because he's not on PUP, you know, so he didn't fail the conditioning run or get hurt to the point where he's not physically able to perform. But if it's a hamstring issue, maybe he had this week with some of the new faces and rookies have been out there. You know, I know the public portion of training camp started this morning, Friday the 27th, 8:45 a.m., but these guys have been out there most of the week. A lot of them, he could have tweaked a hamstring, yeah, which is an issue he's had in the past, and it's an issue that if it keeps popping up, could be, you know, he could struggle with his development within the offense.
Yeah, not knowing for sure if he is dealing with something like that, that's probably the case, but I'm not going to be terribly shocked even at 5:30 if we go out to practice and he's out there. And maybe it was a situation where he did the conditioning run, which is very taxing on mm-hmm. these guys, especially for new guys that haven't been through it because they don't know what to expect. You know, maybe he took that and it's part of the plan. You know, we know how Bill likes to treat those veterans and have, you know, the scheduled days off. Maybe this is just, we're going to let you run the run and then, you know, sit back and take the morning session off. I mean, I'd be surprised to see him out there, but I'm not going to be shocked.
And we'll close out this roster report podcast by talking about the PUP guys. First of all, Kelly Washington, who was on the initial list of active PUP guys that we read, was out there for practice, was removed from that list. So he appears to be a guy who probably failed the conditioning run and then passed it the following day, was able to get on the field. A lot of the other names on there are guys recovering from off-season injuries from last year, the Chad Jacksons, Richard Seymours, Troy Browns, Eddie Jackson,
Mel Mitchell. The only one that doesn't have any sort of health problem that we are aware of would be Justice Hairston.
Correct.
The rookie running back.
So all those guys were not on the field. They cannot be on the field until they are removed from the active PUP list. So they were not in participation. But again, the big names who were not out there, Asante Samuel with the contract situation, Brandon Merriweather with the contract situation, unsigned, although there are reports that he could be out there as early as the Friday afternoon practice session, and Kareem Brown, the rookie, who was apparently suspended until Monday.
And we will have more podcast. There'll be a camp podcast coming up shortly, basically wrapping up the first day, the first morning practice. But plenty of text updates as well. Our blog will continue throughout the afternoon practice between 5:30 and 7:30. We'll have another text update. And for the numerologists out there, Randy Moss went from 6 to 81, which is, from what we're told, what's going to be the number. He's going to stick with that. There was some talk that he might end up with 88 and Kyle Brady would switch to 81, but evidently Randy has settled on 81, and he also talked for a long time today.
So call the Patriots Pro Shop. Go on Patriots.com and order your number 81. Randy Moss jersey. That's going to do it for another podcast. Tune in again next Friday when Paul Perillo says there's an 80% chance that Asante Samuel will be on the field, on the roster, and in action. Back to Lori.
Sort of.
Thanks, guys. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest training camp information or call our training camp hotline at 508-549-0001. And that's powered by TalkingStreet.com. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.